Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Final hour has arrived. I hear cheering in the background. Anyway, great to have you with us. One more hour to go. Jim, because is up next.
You know, Paul, I heard when I was 5 or 6 years old, 3 or 4 times from my family, mother, grandmother, somebody, I know my daddy, said, son, listen, a lie and lies get traveled all the way around, halfway around the world before the truth and truth tellers get their boots on good. You ever heard that?
I have heard that. That's a great line.
It's a great line and it's true. And Squirrel the Liar proves that. And I want to say today, right now, I'm gonna maybe do something that's never been done. I'm gonna create a honorary unblock to Rick from Houston. Anybody that's got the integrity to say what he said, which is absolutely accurate. By the way, Rick, this guy, not only is he a stalker of me, he stalked, in my opinion, I told Feinbaum three or four years ago. I said, every time Laura Rutledge goes somewhere with the show, that guy is in the front row stalking her. He was, you remember that, Paul? He was all over her, talking about how great she looked, and it was creepy. It was really creepy. The guy is a liar. I know for a fact he's unfit, he's uncivilized, and he's an old ugly man. He can't call me anything less than what he's just old. And I'm not an ugly guy, not old, but I saw his picture in front of that bus. ESPN bus or one of the bus?
The SEC Nation bus.
And he looked as old and ugly, bald head, two little hairs sticking up in front, looked like the devil's horns in his front of his head. But he's just a sorry, rotten person. That's a fact. And you know what? Here's the thing I'm noticing. Nobody seemed to notice, but now it's coming out. Joey and his wife, they can't stand him for those reasons. Jack Hammer, thank you, Jack Hammer, for what you said. You noticed it. You're talking about him coming after me and attacking me. And the thing that I like, and Rick was absolutely right, Paul, you know that. Anybody that's blocked on somebody's main account and comes back in like a creep, sinister, low life. This guy's got no life. I'm the life he's got. As you said, as we said before, I got more real estate in my head than huh?
Do you recall Dickie?
Hello, you know, Ronnie Crowley, you're a liar. I'm not talking to Ronnie Crowley.
Listen to me, Dickie. You shut up. You shut up and listen to me, old man. The weirdest moment on the Paul Feinbaum show was when Miss Laura was on there and you commented 5 or 6 times about how great she looked on her outfit. It creeped everybody in the nation out, Jim. I've been nothing but respectful for that young lady. Don't ever bring her name into our conversation with me and you. You, aloha.
Todd is up next. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call, buddy. Hey, let me say this before I got 2 or 3 things I'm going to talk about. But I noticed you didn't ask Dwayne down in Louisiana about that. You beat around the bush about that first thing he was supposed to do when he got off that boat.
Yeah, you're right.
I noticed. I was waiting, Paul. But anyway, listen, I want to ask you something. Y'all get your money up because I'm going to start hanging around Full Moon Barbecue. Well, I'll be easy to find. I'll be that 220 pounds of bent and twisted steel and full of sex appeal, that man with that hat on. How much would y'all pay for that picture?
It would be pretty valuable.
Well, I intend to start doing it. And another thing, I want to say this, Paul. Last year, I'm looking forward to Texas really coming out this year. I think they're the only one that, I mean, they whipped us last year, and I'm looking forward to see what they, Paul, why is it that the Longhorns can always do better in getting better players than A&M?
Well, I think it's they have a, I don't think, I mean, A&M had some great players, if you remember when Jimbo was there. He just couldn't develop them. Okay, no interruptions here. I'll allow Jim to finish.
I don't appreciate, well, anyway, I'm not going to go into that, but I've got a few things to say about somebody in the, I'll tell you about privately, Paul. You get my message on voicemail this morning?
I did, yes. Thank you.
Okay, then I know you get that. So I'll call you on that and let you know what I've got else to talk about privately, but here's what I want to say before that scumbag liar came on there. And he's a low life, Paul. He's got no life, and it's been proven. And now everybody's outing him. Everybody knows. And I'm gonna do an honorary unblock of Rick from Houston for showing integrity and pointing out what a sinister low life creep that guy is. Squirrel, the nasty rat, wrote it that trying to stalk me, follow me, trying to find anything he can to say this negative. On my Twitter account, that's how rotten he is. That's what a lowlife he is. What a creep. What a creep. But anyway, I want to say to Trey, Trey, I'm not perfect, but you're not either. You do as bad as I do by coming here and making negative remarks about me. Do you consider that another threat from that moron cowboy-ass guy? What's his name?
Todd
from Shelby. Was that not a threat, Paul? Go hang around Full Moon Barbecue? Was that not a threat, Paul? Tell the truth.
It sounded threatening.
Okay. He'll be reported again. He's already been reported to the Tuscaloosa and Shelby County people that know all about it. They'll know. Don't worry.
Well, it sounded threatening that he was going to tell you he was going to be trying to get a picture. I don't know if that's against the law or not. But
well, he might. If it was a threatening type remark. And I want to say something else about Joe and his wife. They can't stand that lying squirrel. There's people that are realizing now what a rotten creep this guy is. That's a fact, Paul, and you know it. He's a low-down. You know it. He's said I couldn't play ball. He's never seen the day he could be in the zone where I played ball, especially football, you moron. You stupid moron. You lying moron. I get so mad. I do start feeling like cussing. That's how mad that guy can make me, Paul, because he's that low-down. He's just, I can't stand liars. And the devil, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. He's the father of lies. All right, thank you for letting
me say
that.
Always good to hear from you. Tanner is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Tanner.
Hey, Paul, thank you for taking my call. Before I get to my main point, Jim, the hardworking men of the Tuscaloosa sheriffs and Shelby County sheriffs, they got better things to do than listen to your complaints. So just, please, save everybody the trouble and just don't snitch on anybody. But, Paul, great show today, and I'm a big fan of Pat Smith, and I know you and him go pretty far back, don't you? I mean, he used to, like, run the Paul Feinbaum show,
yeah,
did he
I mean,
not?
Pat literally started with me while he was still in college. And I've said this a million times, but he was the one to take this show beyond a local market. I thought he was crazy when he said we should expand the show and try to regionalize it. And I would have never done it myself. I didn't think the show was that good.
I'm glad he pushed you, Paul. I'm glad he pushed you. But he himself, Paul, he's a pretty good radio show host and on-air personality. I listen to him daily.
He's also a really good play-by-play announcer. He does a lot,
yes,
of
sir.
That. And but you're
well,
right.
Paul,
he knew. I mean, he was when he didn't learn that from me. He knew what he was doing by the time on day one.
Well, Paul, who has his job now? Is that Randy?
Randy is in the studio with me. Randy kind of runs the studio. We have Jamari and Daniel in the other room.
Okay. Well, I'm a big fan of your guest host. You know, Alyssa Lang's always great, and Ryan McGee did a great job. But I'm looking for the next Pat Smith. Maybe we give these guys a chance to, you know, next time you're out in the field, you let one of these guys get in front of the spotlight and, you know.
Well, I mean, they're welcome to it. I don't know how excited they would be, but they're both qualified. I could offer that.
Well, Paul, if you don't swing the bat, you'll never hit the ball. So, but Paul, I just wanted good show today, and roll tide. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. If you don't swing the bat, you'll never hit the ball. We'll take a break. We still have 50 minutes remaining here on a Friday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Back as we continue here, Bubba in North Carolina.
What's shaking, Paul? Randy!
Bubba!
Hey, we had Joel Osteen, Jim, and we just now had Young and Handsome, Jim. He's on a roll today. Well, you think he was ever married to Bobby Boucher's mother? I swear everybody's the devil.
That's a good point.
Oh, but anywho, I saw Kirby got a nice raise there.
Yeah, that's.
I know a lot of people's jumping up and down that these coaches are way overpaid, but honestly, that's subjective. Like everything else, it's only worth what somebody's willing to pay for.
Well, no,
do you remember the first coach to make $1 million?
What's that?
Do you remember the first coach to make $1 million?
I believe it was either Bowden or Spurrier.
I think so. I want to think it was Bowden, possibly, yeah. But I can't quite remember.
Yeah, I mean, they both fell about the same time, but Bowden may have been first.
Yeah, and did John say he was coming to see you?
John from
Missouri
said that he was going to be here in about a week or two. Yeah, the week after next.
You know you've got a golden opportunity, too, don't you? Didn't Todd say he was coming to visit?
Well, I don't know if we really have gotten security.
No, Paul, you need to get them lined out to come at the same day, man. You talk about a show now.
That would be pretty interesting.
It would definitely be interesting. But anyhow, y'all guys have a great weekend. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you very much,
Bob. You be well. Yeah, by the way, Spurrier was the first to make $1 million. Bowden was making a paltry $975,000 when Spurrier went to $1 million. A million now, I think the trainers are making $1 million, aren't they? Jeff is up next. Hello, Jeff. Good afternoon.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Boy,
I am so glad that I did not have to follow up that call or those calls from the infamous Jim from Tuscaloosa and his fan club who's going to be waiting at the barbecue joint. Woo! I was catching my breath from laughing so hard. Anyhow, I wanted to let you know that I met you last year at the Region's Tradition. Unfortunately, I didn't get to meet you very long because you were just in the process of interviewing, I think it was John Daly, before he had his next 10 or so drinks, after I guess he won.
It's funny, I heard from John this afternoon. He was watching the show and he said he'll see us next week.
He's a good guy, and I haven't stopped listening to you. It's been a minute since I've called, but I'm the one from Georgia. I moved here to Hoover, and long-time listener since I knew you were alive. They don't play you much in Georgia, or at least I didn't hear it. But I'm going to be there again this coming up week. Last year, I was a volunteer. I got to walk with my man, the highest paid coach in football, in college football, Kirby. And he's going to sign the picture that he took with me after he signed my sweaty ass ball cap, volunteer cap. But are you going to be doing your show at the same place you did last year?
Yeah, we will be in the exact same place. We'll be there Wednesday. And will you be with Kirby again?
No, I am going to be with, we have a mutual friend, and I don't want to mention anything, but they're deeply involved in this event. And I mentioned it to the person who answered the phone.
Yeah, no, I know exactly. I was with that person about 3 weeks ago.
And I just heard that y'all were just really good friends. And
yes.
I'm like, and they have been, they've been a client of mine for almost 3 years now, when we started a business. I don't Uber drive anymore. If you remember back 4 years ago, I was going to be your Uber driver when you came back down.
I do remember that.
I ain't doing that anymore, but I'm looking forward to, I hope I can, I'm just hobnobbing, and basically the owners of the company said, no, don't volunteer, because I'm going to tell
Jeff,
you what.
We'll be there. We'll be there most of the day. We'll start about noon, maybe a little earlier, catching people. And by all means, come by and hang out with us.
Yeah. All right. Awesome, Paul. Well, that's all I got to say. I wanted to kind of tone things down, and hopefully Jim will have a good night tonight.
Well, thank you. I'll see you Wednesday. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it very much. Buddy is in Indiana. Hello, Buddy.
Hey, Paul. First of all, I want to thank you for the call you let me get in yesterday. Brent, his family said that was a really great call. This is Rusty. I was going to start going by little buddy on your show.
Well, good.
You there, Paul?
Yeah, I am here and accounted for.
Okay. I was going to start going by my nickname anyway, but I was going to talk to you about Notre Dame.
Okay.
Notre Dame football. But before I get started, I just want to make it clear. I'm not a fan of Notre Dame, but I've moved up here for Charlie Weiss's first or second year. So I've been to a whole lot of tailgate. The last 2 years, I've probably only missed like maybe three or four home games. I've went from a hater to I'm neutral now with them. I mean, used to, when they would win a close game, I think they'd lose, I'd be sick to my stomach. And if Kentucky got beat that same day, I was done with football for the day. So, I mean, I'm neutral. So, I think Notre Dame is the tiebreaker between the Big Ten and the SEC.
Well, but I don't think that anything's going to change in the immediate future. Thanks for the call. John is up next in St. Louis.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, John.
Paul, are you on long distance?
Randy?
No.
Randy said we're not. We're using a Watts line tonight.
Okay. Hey, that's a good one, Paul. I remember the Watts line. That was a big deal like in the late 70s, early 80s, if you had the Watts line.
Hey, John, when I was in high school, we went to some youth event in Dallas, and the guy we stayed with had a Watts line. And it was like everybody like was online to call somebody long distance.
There you go. That was a big deal. Hey, Paul. Seriously, tonight, I'm be Mr. Nice John tonight. I want to throw my support out to Larry. from Bama. And Larry, I wish you the best, buddy. And hang in there, and everybody's rooting for you. I never told you this. I am a cancer survivor, too. So
I didn't know that. What? How long ago, John?
It was about, 8 years ago.
Well, good.
And I've been cancer-free for a long time.
That's
but
fantastic.
Larry, I don't know what's going on with you, but, you know, everybody's rooting for you. And, Paul, I don't really have anything crazy, I guess you'd call it, or wild about music or any complaints tonight. So I'm just going to leave it at that. And as I always say, Paul, say goodnight, Paul.
Good night, Paul.
Good night, John.
This guy. Something tells me that won't be the last call. Fred is up next.
Paul, thank you for taking my call, brother. I have to say, first of all, Larry, you are staying in my prayers, brother. Stay in my prayers. I hope to talk to you this weekend. And Paul, do you know who made a sapient call today? Who found a sapient?
Who was that?
Chris from South Carolina.
Are you really? You thought that was sapient?
I ignored the call. Let me tell you something now. Let me tell you, and I do great on the flight curve, but even without the curve, his Six Flags Over Jesus line, that was pretty good for Chris.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I thought it's, what did you think of the Chris call, Randy? I still thought it sucked. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you have to give.
Am I not allowed to say that on the air? Why is there a suit in the room?
You got to give grace, Paul. Listen, and speaking of grace, I want to tell you something, Paul. Your shoulders are looking a little bit more full. And I'm wondering, are you using one of those million-dollar-a-year strip coaches? Yes or no? Be honest with me.
No, I'm not. Just a normal coach.
Well, I tell you what, it looks like you're looking good. And you know what, Paul? That's why you, Paul Feinbaum, are Great American. I love you, brother. Wish you all a great weekend. Talk to you on the other side on Monday. Good night, brother.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, we'll take a break. A couple more to go. If you want to get in for some reason, why would anybody want to get in? I don't know. Maybe they will. 855-242-7285. That is the number to call. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Final 30 minutes of the week, and I-Man is up next.
Hey, well, good afternoon, Paul.
Hey there.
Hope you have a big weekend planned.
Yes, sir.
No, absolutely. You probably got to go see the little fella somewhere.
I will see him on Wednesday, so I won't. I'm gonna take the weekend off.
He's got you penciled in.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was Tanner that called earlier talking about Pat Smith. What Tanner doesn't understand is Pat is George Martin and you were all four Beatles.
You are right.
And Pat Smith came in with this idea to take the most hated, loved man in sports in the state of Alabama and turned him into an international name. Your household name now. And you did get a call from the space show. So, I mean, that's big time stuff.
No, yeah, I think that's a really unique comparison that I've never thought of before, but that's quite unique.
Well, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, you're the guy with the talent, but I tell you, Pat's a smart man. And if memory serves me correct, Pat was actually part of, you and Pat were partners, and Pat was involved in the SEC network deal as you were.
Yeah, Pat, when I was hired, it was a package deal. And he worked on the transition of the radio show from where it was to ESPN Radio. The only issue became he did not want to leave Birmingham. And by the way, I didn't either.
Exactly.
But he chose to stay home.
And Pat's reason for that was he's got a family, he's got kids,
right.
he's got a church, he's involved in the community, he has a great job. And anything that they wanted Pat to do, he could have done from Birmingham via
You're 100% right about that. And initially, that's what we thought he was going to do. And then some suit who is no longer employed by the company decided to go back on that.
Right. And you know, talking about Pat needs, if you don't swing the bat, you don't hit the ball. Pat's been pointing to the center field fence forever, and he's been knocking them over forever. I mean, you know, maybe these people just don't understand who Pat Smith really is. I mean, Pat Smith is a monster in this world. And if he was in the movie with Steve McQueen in the Blob, Steve McQueen better run. He better damn run, because Pat Smith would chew his ass up and spit him out. But no, Pat's a real quiet, calm, assuming guy, kind of like me. People just don't understand. There's a man with a meaning right there. And you know, back in June 3rd of 1953, in a hot, sultry, delta, dusty day, that's when Billy Joe McAllister, you know, over in the Choctaw Ridge area, jumped off Tallahatchie Bridge. So let's just give Billy Joe McAllister, let's just call him a 16-year-old. Okay, in 1953. So that'd make him the same age as the little fella Nick Saban. Billy Joe quit June the 3rd. Nick Saban quit. I mean, they're both out of here. They're both history. And you know what? Billy Joe McAllister was not pushed off the Tallahatchie Bridge, John, but Nick Saban was pushed out of the Crimson Tide football team by the very fans that booed him, by the football team that mutinized against him and his staff. And the same team that this guy, this new boring guy's got, that just had 27 athletes leave that school. And they're going to be good. They're going to be all right. They're going to be great. They're going to be great. They're going to win championships. They're going to win everything. When you lose 27 scholarship athletes, Paul, and the limit's 85, and I realize Alabama's, you know, they got their own math up there, so they probably got about 200 up there, kind of like Bear Bryant did. You can only show 85, they're going to get their ass whipped. And I'm telling you, I'm going to have a field day on this program. And I'm telling you, all you people out there that don't have radios and TVs, or you need to get both. And make sure you got damn batteries in your remote and in your weather radio and all, because I am going to be raising hell from September all the way through January. And you will never have seen nothing like it before. It'll almost be like when Adam and Eve realized they were naked eating fruit in the Garden of Eden. It'll be that big, because I've done it before. I've held up them six fingers. And I tell you what, it was down to me and you who is the most hated man in the state of Alabama. One day it's you, one day it's me. One day it's you, one day it's me. And I'm telling you, I'm fixing to come back for the title. I don't care about caller of the year. I don't care about any of that nonsense. But I tell you what, I am pushing for the most hated caller of the year, because that comes with status. It ain't some fictionary, fantasized black hat. It ain't some Elvis scarf. It ain't Elvis laid on the bathroom floor with his rectum up in the air from somebody with a flagpole, you know, waving, "Stop! We give up! Stop!" It ain't a college campus being taken over by a bunch of dumbass kids that don't know that don't even know. You know, Paul, if these dumbass kids out there raising all this hell, why don't they go overseas
and go over there and attack the very people that are holding those hostages and stop this mess. You know why they don't do it? Because they're cowards. They're cowards, just like some of these people on the Twitter board. They're just cowards. They don't pick up the phone and call because he may make me wait 3 hours and 2 seconds. I may have to wait 3 days. I may call 10,000 times. You know what? I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. All you got to do is come in here with some kind of rhyme and reason. And even if it don't have rhyme and reason, guess what? That works, too, if you can connect the damn dots. Now, for all you Winderlickers out there, y'all have a safe weekend, and I expect to hear from you come Monday. Y'all have a great weekend. War Damn Eagle.
Grayson is up next in Louisiana. Hello, Grayson.
Hi, Paul Feinbaum.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for asking.
I was trying to call you before the draft day, but now we know where Jane Daniels is going. I was going to ask you where you thought he was going to go.
Yeah, he went exactly where I thought, and I think he'll be great. What do you think? I assume you're a fan.
I think he's going to basically do what Joe Burrow did to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, if he did that, that would be pretty amazing because, Joe got off to a pretty hot start. He went to the Super Bowl a couple years in, and I think Jaden is certainly may not quite be as good as Joe, but he's not far behind.
Yes. I'm proud of my Tigers for having such a good team.
So where do you live in Louisiana?
Shreveport.
Oh, I know Shreveport. I lived there once many years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
That's Caddo Parish, if I remember correctly.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm a big fan of your show. Me and my grandma watch it all the time.
Well, listen, I am thrilled to hear from you, Grayson, and I hope you'll call back, especially as we get closer to the season.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. Really good to hear from you. AJ is up next.
Now, Paul, that was a – you got to tip your bald head cap to I-Man on that call. Now, that was a Hall of Fame call. All these callers calling in here talking about how to be a good caller. Take notes on what I-Man just displayed to you, and I promise you, spend all your weekend on trying to do that because that was a hell of a call. But, you know, speaking of a terrible call, we'll talk about here, John over here, Paul. His quaw sucks so bad. I'm going to finish his quaw up for him here. You know, animals out here have a variety of things they eat, Mr. Feinbaum. But there's one particular rodent, Mr. Feinbaum, that does not eat but one thing. And it's a squirrel, a squeal, Paul. It only eats the same nut over and over and over. I've been listening to squirrel for 15 damn years and or better. Talking about Jim, 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 Jim. Then he's going to make a poor attempt to grab a hold of Manna and Joey's coattails over there, Mr. Feinbaum, trying to be relevant again, trying to get new material. I mean, you've worn Jim out, Squirrel, Squeal. And as a matter of fact, Paul, Squirrel got a horse in that Kentucky Derby as well. And the name of that horse, Mr. Feinbaum, is a one-trick pony. War Damn Eagle.
Bubba is up next. Hey, Bubba.
I've probably done this way too long.
Hey, Bubba, you there?
Yes, Paul.
Well, good afternoon.
Thank you for the call, man.
Thank you very much.
I got a few things that I want to go over.
Okay.
I had a medical procedure done today, so I'm a little loopy, and I had a procedure done here in Pensacola at Clearway, and I'm going to tell you, when I went into the operating room and was getting on the table, the anesthesiologist says, "I recognize your voice. Have you ever called the Paul Feinbaum show?" I said,
"Oh, my goodness. How about
that?"
We
got to talking in there about it. I'm sure they're in there working and listening right now, but they're big fans of yours.
Well,
Paul,
thank you. I'm glad
and
to hear
it
that.
It was awesome. You know what I mean? It was awesome. But the second thing I wanted to talk to you about, I know you got Randy and them in the back, and man, they're always so good about getting these stats and y'all putting it up on TV, and
that's awesome.
But I'd like to know who has been better evaluating talent in the transfer portal. I want to know who's been better than Mike Norvell. I mean, look at all the first-round picks from Albany, New York. I mean, he picked these kids up out of nowhere, and these are top 10 picks. I mean, you know what I mean? I want to know who's done it better. I want you to to find out.
Well, I would agree. I think Norvell
don't like
is
Florida State, but Florida
Norvell
State
is a fantastic
coach.
I am
where
a fan.
Their fans want him to go.
Bubba, I'm a big fan of Mike Norvell. I think he's a great evaluator.
Yeah, he's doing an awesome job, man. Thank you, Paul. You know what I mean? But all I hear on the show, you know, y'all like throw a little dirt on Florida State a lot. I mean, y'all kicked a little bit on Bobby Bowden in the third hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just sucks sometimes that that's all you hear. Because, you know, we watch your show. We do, man, and enjoy it.
Well,
I just want to thank you for taking
my call. Number one,
man.
I am glad you're
that about them ladies, because I thought that was super cool.
Okay, I'm glad your procedure went well, and tell everybody in the OR we appreciate it. We're up against the breaks. Thanks for the call. Much time is gone past, but we only have a few minutes remaining. We hope you'll be right back with us.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
And welcome back. Final few minutes of the week, and let's check in with Mark in Tuscaloosa. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I've been waiting since A-Day to ask you this. At the Alabama A-Day game, I went to the Bryant Museum, and I wanted to look to see DeBoer. You know, I was looking at all the coaches, trying to figure out what does he resemble, you know, more. Does he like a Perkins? Is he a, you know, which one is he? And I came up with, just based on the fact I've not heard him yet say anything bad. The Alabama's great. There's no problems. Everything's going as planned, blah, blah, blah. I'm a big Bama fan, you know, go to all the games. So I think he's a mix between DeBose and Shula, and you might sprinkle in a little Franchione. Paul, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, Mark, I think the answer to your question is we don't know. I mean, I have friends who are worried about recruiting. They're worried about the portal because it is different than Saban, and I think that's going to be the big adjustment. I like him. I know what he's done, but I don't think that matters quite as much at Alabama. He's done a good job early on, and that's all we know. But it doesn't matter what he does now. It matters what he does in September.
Let me ask you one more follow-up then. I guess we're so used to Saban. I think Alabama's had some good weeks of practice, and he'd come out to the media and would just look like Coach Bryant, you know, look like to get better or not, you know. And I just don't think we're going to get that from DeBoer. And so it's a question of different style, you know, and that might be okay too, but I just want to get a little humor there.
Well, you know, Mark, the one thing, I heard this from a player the other day on the Alabama team. They love Coach DeBoer. Now, you know what? I'm not sure that's a good thing. I would rather the players be intimidated by the coach than to look at him as their friend. But it's a different era, and he's a different personality. But if he is what you say he is, I'm selling my stock in Alabama football.
And thank you, Paul. Appreciate
thank you
very
much.
The best show in the country. Thank you.
Thank you. What he said there, if you're a follower of Alabama football, that's not what you don't want those comparisons. He's got a little bit of Stallings, a little bit of Bryant, little bit of Saban. You don't want Dubose, loser, Shula, loser. Can't remember the other ones. Chris in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How are y'all doing on Friday?
We are doing great.
So, first of all, I want to apologize to everybody in the audience who may be getting a weird vision of Tuscaloosa because of Jim, right? As someone who, I hesitate to put Chris in Tuscaloosa because it's too close to where Jim's at, supposedly. I still think that Jim is not from Tuscaloosa. His knowledge of the town and everything here, if you've been here 2 years, you know more than he does, right? He's given restaurant recommendations, yet doesn't know the names of them. I mean, that's ridiculous. Paul, I can give you three plus an extra real quick for Dominic, right? For breakfast, if you're an Alabama fan here in town, you want to go to the Waysider.
Coach Brian ate there.
If you want to go to lunch, if you're an Alabama fan, you want to go to City Cafe in Northport, downtown Northport.
Right.
And for dinner, if you're an Alabama fan, you got to go to Dreamland Ribs up in Jerusalem Heights. That's it. And plus one, on the way down from the airport, if you fly in, you need to eat at the Bright Star in Bessemer.
Hey, Chris.
Bang.
You just named my favorite restaurant in Birmingham, and it's actually in Bessemer. It's the Bright Star.
Yeah, we just ate there actually for our anniversary. Our anniversary was Wednesday for our 3-year anniversary, my wife and I. It's our favorite place.
No, Jimmy Corcus, who was part of the family that started it, we used to go there all the time, and he always insisted. Although I said it was, we used to sit in the Bear Bryant booth, and
oh yeah,
I'll tell you a quick story before you go.
Sure.
Bear Bryant came in there one night on a Monday night, early 70s, and he wanted to watch Namath on a Monday night game. He actually called Jimmy. And by the way, he didn't have a television. So he sent his brother home to get the portable TV, and he brought it in, and Coach Bryant was able to watch Namath on Monday Night Football in the Bear Bryant booth, which is not exactly the Nick Saban, but I think they did put a Saban booth in there. Anyway, thanks for the call. Great call. We are done. We'll see you Monday.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.